Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Truth is a friend of the mind. Light is a friend of the eye. And death is a friend to all of those of us who are in Jesus Christ, because we know the old is being sapped away and the new is coming, and the new is filled with light and the love of God and promises to all of us who said yes to his proposal of marriage, eternity with him.
The truth is, death is a friend to those who know Jesus. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young concludes his message called Mount Calvary to teach that Christ's death and resurrection have turned your own death into a journey toward the light. So stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we dive in, you'll want to know that The Winning Walk is facing an urgent March 31 deadline to finish our financial year on strong footing, and we need your help. Your support is vital to ensure that together we can reach more listeners with the proven truth of God's Word. That's why some generous friends who share your heart for this mission have offered a $50,000 matching grant that doubles your gift today. But any amount of the grant not met by the March 31 deadline will be lost. So please, don't wait to give. We'll say thanks for your urgent support by sending you Dr. Young's brand new message series, Made to Climb. God is calling you into a unique and intimate experience in His presence. He's calling you to meet with Him on the mountaintop. And this inspiring series takes you on an unforgettable journey through Scripture to see how God can deliver His Word to you so you're empowered to live with passion and purpose every day. So call now to have your financial year-end gift doubled and get your copy of the Made to Climb Message Series. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Mount Calvary, Part 2.
But let me tell you a true statement that was spoken from the cross by the religious leader. Did you get what they said? They said, He, Jesus, saved others. Now He is on the cross. He can't save Himself. Did you know they were exactly right? They were exactly right. Now, He could have called 10,000 angels and physically been saved and brought down for the cross. But you see, He couldn't save Himself, because had he saved himself, there would not be a death and there would not be Easter. You see, big things were going on. They didn't get it. They didn't understand it. They didn't comprehend it. Jesus' death, there was a divine, eternal transaction. And they just said, boy, if you'll come down, we'll believe. You see, He couldn't have come down. He couldn't have saved Himself, because He would have missed saving all the world. God's wisdom is greater than our wisdom, and so many times we miss that. That's the reason we can pray with great authority and assurance, Lord, I don't get it, I don't understand it, but Thy will be done, because He's doing in His sovereignty supernatural, eternal business. Easiest mistake to make, but the hardest confession to make, was also made by the second thief. He said what? What was his confession? He said, well, I'm getting what I deserve. This man on the center cross, he lived a perfect life. He's not getting what he deserved. And he rebuked the thief who rejected Jesus, said, do you not fear God? In other words, do you not reverence God? This man is perfect. He's being executed. We are getting what we deserve. By the way, That's the hardest confession to make. I mean, I'm not getting what I deserve. Look how terrible this person is, and look what they're getting, and look what I'm getting. This thing doesn't seem fair. But that is a universal law in almost every religion on the face of the earth. Did you know that? The law of sowing and reaping. What you sow, that's what you reap. You sow beans, you don't get strawberries. Not going too fast for anybody, am I? You sow evil, you get evil. You sow good, you get good. That's a universal law. We read in a lot of the Middle Eastern faiths that you have, Hinduism. You say, what is karma? What is karma? Oh, they have karma. Basically, karma is many things, but karma primarily is this law, a natural law in the world. Good equals good, evil equals evil. It's a law of sowing and reaping. That's a big part of karma in Hinduism. In Islam, it's the same thing in the Quran. You sow and you reap. In Judaism, it's the same thing to the Jews, the Old Testament. That what you sow, that what you also reap. And therefore, the thief on the middle cross, he got it. He said, look, we're getting what we deserve. But look at how he responded. He looked at Jesus and he said, remember me when you come in your kingdom. By the way, some of us who've been Christians for a while, we've got little formulas people have to say before they get to heaven. You know, if you don't pray this, receive this, repent from this, do this, respond to this, be baptized here, do all these things. That's what it takes to be. We've got all these things we expect to be in the formula for being a Christian and being in heaven. Look what was here. You talk about 11th hour conversion. This is 11th hour, 59 minute conversion. All that thief said, remember me. That's it. Remember me. That's it. You see, we forget God's going to work out all these contingencies, all these questions that we have. He just said, by faith, remember me when you come in your kingdom. He saw that Jesus had lived a perfect life. He heard him say, Father, forgive them, all these who had abused him and crucified him and cursed him and chained him. Because remember, when you were crucified, you were stripped naked. When you were crucified, they would take a lactor there and they would take a stick with leather on it, with steel and glass, and beat the skin. And he had been beaten up in his face and spat upon and chained and kicked and speared and thorns and all the rest. And he said, Father, forgive them? Man, this thief had never heard anything like that. Here's a man who lived a perfect life. And he said, I want you to remember me when you come to your kingdom. You see, the first thief said, save me. The second thief said, just remember me. Just remember me. How did Jesus respond? The cross of redemption. He said, today you'll be with me. And by the way, we can stop right there. Don't worry about paradise. We just want to be with God today. Be with Christ today. That's enough. Don't need anything else. You're with God. You're with Christ today. Be with me today in paradise. All he said was, remember me. What a beautiful picture of redemption, of conversion. By the way, I see people off somewhere and they're wearing a cross, and I ask them, that's a nice cross. What does that cross mean to you? You ought to hear the answers I get. Most of them are none answers. They really don't have a clue. Well, it's just a nice ornament. It's a sentiment. And, you know, I know something happened. It's amazing how we don't understand the message of Calvary.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yung, and there's more powerful teaching ahead. Please stay with us. But first, we want to remind you that we need your help to finish the financial year strong by March 31 so that together we can reach even more people with the proven truth of God's Word in the new year of ministry ahead. And thanks to a generous $50,000 matching grant, your gift today will be doubled to go twice as far. so please give urgently and generously to help ensure more listeners like you can be encouraged by God's proven truth. We'll say thanks for your support by sending you Dr. Young's inspiring 4-message series, Made to Climb, about how God often inspired people in Scripture in special mountaintop experiences and how He can do the same for you. So call now to have your financial year-end gift doubled by the matching grant and get your copy of Made to Climb. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's a sneak peek at the teaching right after the break.
Food is a friend to the stomach. Music is a friend to the ear. Truth is a friend to the mind. And so we see that death is a friend to those of us who are in Jesus Christ.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with more of today's message, Mount Calvary.
Forgiveness always involves paying. It always involves suffering to forgive. See, He took all of that upon Himself. That is a simple way to say what Jesus did on the cross. And on the cross, Jesus died on the cross for your sin and my sin. He died on the cross so there can be Easter. So we can understand that death, because the cross of Jesus Christ and because of Easter Sunday, death is not our enemy, death is our friend. So, well, I don't know about that one. It absolutely is. Death is our friend. Water is a friend to the throat. Food is a friend to the stomach. Music is a friend to the ear. Truth is a friend to the mind. And so we see that death is a friend to those of us who are in Jesus Christ. Do we understand that? Let me explain it in this way. We think that as we are growing older, and all of us are, and incidentally, all of us are terminal. Have you figured that out? Everybody here is terminal. So as we grow older and death is coming up from the rear, and we look back and say, boy, it's gaining on me. It's closer than it used to be. And we think of death as darkness, and we deteriorate, and this old body just gets weaker and weaker, and finally we go out into darkness, and we don't understand death is not darkness, but death is a descension into light. Because a true picture of death is not death is coming up behind us to eliminate this old body. The truth is, in Jesus Christ, our new body is coming toward us, and that new body is our permanent body that we will live in, and that new body comes and kills off this old body, and that new body is the only body capable of handling your soul and my soul forever. Remember what the soul is. I've said it over and over again. Your soul and my soul is everything that can't be measured. It's you. It's the real you. It's me. It's the real me. It's our spirit. It's our mind. It's our conscience. It's our will. It's our personality. It's our identity. And therefore, death is not, boy, death is closing in on us, coming in to lead us into darkness. No, death is in the future, and God is there, and our new body is coming, and our new body kills our old body, so our new body can inhabit our soul forever, and our old body could never do that. So death is a journey into light. We say you can't see God and live. Why? God is too bright. We can glance at him. And so death is not darkness, but death is light. Light. And therefore death reveals to us the face of God. And we say, death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is your victory? It is eliminated because of Jesus paid the price on Calvary's tree, and God raised him from the dead, and we too shall live forever with him in our new body with our soul intact forever. Let me tell you what. Listen carefully. God is proposing marriage to everybody here. God is asking you, everybody here, he's saying, come and marry me. And if we answer yes, we know a part of that proposal is, and by the way, let me give you the simplest definition of Christianity you can have. Is it God in Christ comes to you and to me as a lover, and he as a lover asks permission to impregnate you with his eternity. Say that again, don't miss it. God comes as your lover and my lover, asking permission to impregnate you with his eternity. And we answer, yes, we're married to God. And God, remember, we are all the bride and he is the bridegroom. That is a beautiful, perfect human picture of a eternal divine transaction that was consummated there on Calvary, but yet completed there at Easter. Let me show you exactly what the Bible says about it. Look at it in Revelation. Powerful, powerful phrase. Then I heard something like the sound of a great multitude, and like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, saying, hallelujah, hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride, that's us, has made herself ready. Then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true words of God. Truth is a friend of the mind. Light is a friend of the eye. And death is a friend to all of those of us who are in Jesus Christ, because we know the old is being sapped away and the new is coming, and the new is filled with light and the love of God and promises to all of us who said yes to his proposal of marriage, eternity with him.
Today's message, Mount Calvary, will continue with Dr. Ed Young in just a moment. But right now, we want to encourage you to get your copy of Dr. Young's new series, Made to Climb. During four inspiring messages, Dr. Young will take you on a journey up four mountaintops using God's Word as your guide. We believe these messages will allow you to marvel at God's glory and have a unique encounter in His presence as you deepen your relationship with Him. Made to Climb is our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk end our fiscal year on strong financial footing by March 31st, so that together we can continue encouraging people like you with the proven truth of God's Word. Plus, your gift today will be doubled thanks to a generous $50,000 matching grant. but any portion of the grant not met by March 31's deadline will be lost. So please call now to have your gift doubled and to get your copy of Made to Climb. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yung returns after this short break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yung. Visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Yung. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional when you go to winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username is winningwalk. That's winningwalk. Now here's more of today's message from Dr. Ed Yung, Mount Calvary.
Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true words of God. Truth is a friend of the mind. Light is a friend of the eye. And death is a friend to all of those of us who are in Jesus Christ, because we know the old is being sapped away and the new is coming, and the new is filled with light and the love of God and promises to all of us who said yes to his proposal of marriage, eternity with him.
Dr. Ed Yung joins me now to talk about today's message. Pastor, how can our listeners be more like the second thief, seeking after Christ for something as simple as remembrance?
It's amazing our minds are able to remember. It's amazing that you can go with your mind anywhere you've ever been, and you can go to places in your mind you've never been. And so it's important that we remember. Remember. And the thief on the cross said, remember me this day when you come into your kingdom. And he was saved. He went into the kingdom with Jesus Christ that day. He died that day. He graduated from heaven that day. He received his resurrected body that day. So all we have to do is go to Jesus as that thief did. Lord, remember me. And then we move dramatically from an old life to a new life, from being on the cross that we perhaps put ourselves on, the pain and the suffering, to understand that he has been on the cross on your behalf. He's paid for all of that. He has been your substitute. He received the punishment from God that we deserve because God is holy, so that we would receive the blessing and the eternity we don't deserve, but was deserved by Jesus Christ. So there's an exchange life there. Lord, I give you my life. And Jesus says, Lord, I give you my life. Is that a terrific deal or what?
Thank you, Dr. Yung. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yung. We hope today's program encouraged you in your own winning walk with Christ, and we'd like to help you draw even closer to God by sending you Dr. Yung's new four-message series, Made to Climb. It's our way to say thanks for your gift to help the Winning Walk finish our financial year strong by March 31. And thanks to a generous $50,000 matching grant, your donation today will be doubled to help encourage even more listeners like you with the proven truth of God's Word. Throughout Scripture, God led his followers to mountaintops to show them something new and unexpected that could only come from him. And he wants to do the same for you today. Discover how with Dr. Yung's inspiring series. Call now to have your financial year-end gift doubled by the $50,000 matching grant. And get your copy of the Made to Climb message series. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Tune in tomorrow as Dr. Young talks about what's at the heart of true kingdom living.